I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out, a bad seat, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do it. All my friends that come around, flat to flat up all the hell. Rats on the west side, bed bugs up down, what a mess. Tattered, tattered, but rinse splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake out. Ooh. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4 CBS is brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. There you go. Rick Haro will join us at 40 past this hour on our sports business report. And then at the Billy Idol Hour of Love, 1240 Eastern, 940 Pacific. Jimmy McBride from the Great Boston Globe covers the Pats. We'll have McBride back on the bench in the biggest way possible. Live NFL preseason week 3 is underway with 6 games tonight. It's all happening. The Dolphins just scored on the Jags to take the lead down at Hard Rock. I'm watching that game as we speak. It's now 12-7. They'll go for the extra point. Big score there. Walton, 8 yards for the touchdown. The Packers lead the Raiders 21-13. They're playing on an 80-yard field in Pharrellipeg. Ravens handing it to the Eagles 26-15 in Pharrellipeg early in the fourth. 5 minutes left in Foxborough. Pats 10-3 over the Panthers. And under 8 left in Hot Town, the Redskins 19-7 on the Falcons. And the Giants won in Cincinnati tonight, 25-23. I want to see the numbers from that game. In this one, Daniel Jones, 9 of 11, 141 yards. He was sacked once. Eli was 4 of 8, 41 yards, 5-yard average. Jones averaged 12.8 a pop. Not bad, right? There you go. Andy Dalton threw a touchdown. And then backups I've never heard of threw the rest of them for Cincinnati. They lose, though, to the Giants 25-23. So they let Jones play, right? And he did it again. Nice 9 of 11 night. That has to be encouraging. Everybody's just waiting for that guy to fail, right? And then he just continues to impress. So we got all these games happening. There's still 5 games being played as we speak in the NFL tonight. So I'm excited about that. At least there's some action going on in here. Tampa and the Orioles at Camden at 2s in the bottom of the 5th. Nationals lead the Bucs at PNC in the night 6-1. The Mets, bottom 6 up in the Tribe, 2-0 at City in Queens. Rockies, 5-2 on the Cardinals at St. Louis, bottom 5. Astros, 3-0 over the Tigers, bottom 7. White Sox, 5-1 over the Rangers, bottom 7 in Chicago. A's lead the Yankees, 3-0 already in the top of the 2nd. Are they going to go for the sweep tonight, Carver High, the A's?
It would be nice to get one out there in Oakland, that's for sure. Not off to a good start.
Red Sox in that suspended game they finished in 15 minutes. It was 4-4 when it started. They were like in the 10th inning. Red Sox went at 5-4 in like 15 minutes. That's how long it took. Cubs beat the Giants today, 1-0. Kyle Hendricks, the winner, he's 500. They pay him a lot of money to go 500, don't they? The Braves, 3-2 over the Marlins. Melanson got the win, closing the door. Dodgers and Jays set to go momentarily. Reports say the Cowboys have offered Zeke a contract that would make him the second highest paid running back in the league behind Todd Gurley and ahead of Le'Veon Bell. Will Zeke take anything less than being the highest paid back in the league? That's the question now, right? 855-212-4CBS. Patriots safety Patrick Chung in all kinds of hot water. No one saw this coming, did they? Patrick Chung, a star on the Patriots, indicted for coke possession in New Hampshire back in June after police were called to his home on a call for service. And what, they found blow? So call for service, what does that mean? Like they made a call, come to our house? And
I don't know. I was trying to read the story to figure out what exactly it is that they were at the house for, but...
Maybe they were there to do blow.
They came in the house and they found it. But he had a lot of people doing a lot of work on his house the last year, so anything's possible.
Oh, so he's going to, like, push it on, like, the guy working on the shutters?
That's what one of the neighbors said in the quote in the story. You know, he's had a lot of people in that house the last year. He's such a nice guy. He's had a lot of people in the house. He's done a lot of work in that house.
In a new book coming out, Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh said it's hard to beat the cheaters in the SEC at recruiting. Is this sour grapes from someone who has won zero since coming to Michigan? What do you think?
I mean, look, here's the thing.
He's right about Urban Meyer, though. He's right about this, too.
He's probably right, but he never has any, like, legit evidence about it. And he's brought this up a couple of times now, and it's getting kind of stale. Like, personally, I'd like to see him just go and win. They had somebody else in the book say how, you know, it's different for us. I mean, we're trying to compete with all these, the Alabamas and the Ohio States, you know, athletically. But academically, our school is, like, on the same level as, like, an Ivy League school, you know, school. Like, like, shut up. Like, come on.
Right, you chose to go there. No one forced you to go there. So you knew what you were walking into, what the standards you had to uphold. It's your fault.
Conor McGregor broke his silence today during an interview saying, quote, I was in the wrong, end quote, for punching the older guy in the Dublin bar, and he's eager to get back to fighting full time.
Do you think, Conor?
He also said that he was never going to retire. He was going to fight until he was dead. I heard him. He said, I'm going to fight until I'm dead. That's what he said. So there you go. Cam Newton exits a game tonight with a foot injury after a sack. His left foot, you know, this is just not good. I don't care what anybody says. If that foot's injured and they don't start with him week one, they got nothing but problems. I told you they're playing on an 80-yard field in Farrellipeg.
This is absolutely embarrassing. We got it on.
Oh, you got the game on?
NFL Network. I think they're doing that. They pop in and out of every game.
Is that right?
It's embarrassing.
What does it look like?
Can we stop with the gimmicks? Like,
what's the end zone look like?
Like, the NFL keeps trying to do all these things.
So
like,
if they go over the 20, it's a touchdown.
Remember last year when they, you know, they were playing that big game in Mexico City? And what happened? They never played it there because the field was garbage. The Mexico City game, Rams Chiefs,
yeah,
they ended up playing the game in L.A. anyway. And the field, you know, they go and play in London. They go to play here. Stop. Like, why are you playing a game in Winnipeg anyway? What are you winning? What are you gaining here?
It was so that Aaron Rodgers could wear that silly outfit of the jean jacket and tight jeans.
Playing on an 80-yard field. This is just...
We got more Trent Williams trade rumors tonight. Cooper Kupp's test scores are high, according to Jay Glazer, that he's better than ever. Did you see the guy get the Brown Super Bowl champion tattoo on his leg? Nice move there, dude. Nice move.
Nice job.
6 months, he'd get the removal of the Browns Super Bowl tattoo.
Is Baker Mayfield the new villain of the NFL, the new Cam Newton? Is he the guy everybody's going to love to hate? Is that the deal? We got goals for the NFL's worst teams tonight. And we got NFL rookie updates. How are the top rookies doing in camps? So feel free to talk about any of that, including Harbaugh. College football rule changes. Has the swag. They got their swerve back on at the U. Do you believe that or not? Tell me. They're playing Saturday against the Gators. And then Luke Laufenberg, of course, one of the announcers, Babe Laufenberg of the Cowboys. His son dies at 21 of cancer. That's horrible. story coming out of UTEP. He played tight end down there. Astros deny a reporter access to the clubhouse after Verlander got beat. Verlander threw a hissy fit about this writer, Fennec, and they banned him from the room, and now there's all kinds of hell breaking loose. The Braves signed Francisco Cervelli, who at the end in Pittsburgh was doing absolutely nothing, so they let him go. And I got a lot more going on tonight. Did you know 30 years ago was when your boy Nolan Ryan first to 5,000 strikeouts? I got the nice paper cut going here. I'm bleeding doing the show. Walker, late night last night in Melbourne. Kemba, 23 in the U.S., 102-86 over Australia. And then I got some NBA sneaky additions I saw today. Good offseason acquisitions by teams. And hockey, Colin White got a 6-year deal with the Senators for $28.5 million. How has the NHL changed over the last decade? We'll talk to Carver High about that tonight. More on McGregor. Do you think he'll fight? Do you think he'll get a fight, a trilogy with Diaz? And that Ruiz deal for the fight in Saudi Arabia with Joshua has been agreed to by Ruiz. It's a done deal now. Koepka and Justin Thomas among the leaders after round one of the Tour Championship. Serena, who's she taking on in round one of the U.S. Open? How about Maria Sugarpova? I've even got Olympic surfing news for you tonight, Carver High. Unbelievable. 855-212-4227 to get on the bench tonight. Later this hour, Ricardo on our sports business. Call. Get benched.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. Carver High, there is a problem. We do have the ICE scandal evolving. It's a genuine concern on my end. The ICE capades. We've got the ICE scandal in the kitchen.
Oh, the ICE machine, yeah. Like I said, there's clearly a bigger problem because if you've been tuned into this saga, they replaced the ICE machine, and now tonight it's bone dry again.
I mean, bone dry.
And that's a brand new unit they just put in there. So we've got, clearly there's an issue beyond the wall there. There's something going on beyond where you plug the machine in.
So how do you feel about the fact that, that's clearly not getting solved?
Or somebody's just a pig and continues to... completely empty in the
machine. No, because I told you that yesterday there was absolutely the River Nile in there. It was just absolutely soaking wet. It was like, it was like an ice chest at a beer party where, the beers are underwater, and the ice is all melted. That's what it was. It was like half melted ice and just a ton of water, ice water, and then... it was just a disaster. And then I come in tonight, it's bone dry and gone. So what that is it's broken. That's what that is. That it's shut down now. It's completely done, shot, kaput. And it's a scandal. It's an absolute scandal because, as you know, we've already gone through one ice machine. They bought a new one just like a month ago, right? Is this not like a month old? And we got a scandal here. We're a month into a brand new one, and it's already broken. Someone's trying to kill us is what's going on here. Mafia, you can feel it, that there's something brewing.
Clearly, warm drinks equal death.
This is like the show Arrow I watched. There's always someone trying to induce chemical death on, like, the citizens.
What's going on with the world today?
You know what I mean? Someone's trying to get us through the water system here at the building because... Carver High says that it's actually the system of the water going through the unit and through the wiring and through the machine itself, the engine. And then I think it's the machine itself that they keep getting these ice machines that break. They can't handle the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, just constant action, you know what I mean, of ice making and just ice production and ice evaluation by the customer, which would be the people working here. Everyone's just using the ice all the time, and it's just constantly just pouring out ice, and then it just breaks.
Everyone's got their personal battles and tragedies to make it through. For some people right now, it's the Amazon on fire. For us, no ice.
No ice. And, it affects me terribly because now I drink warm drinks all night, and I do a show, as you know, where I believe liquids are in demand.
They are.
You know, because I've already, I have cotton mouth right now. I mean, we probably shouldn't have smoked that blunt on the way to work. I mean, in terms of, you know, like getting off the... Wait, are we live right now? I'm just saying, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. We actually, I can't get here with cotton mouth. Like, I'm 20 minutes into the show and I'm out. I'm just dying of thirst because I don't want to drink warm water. And then I have a warm backup drink. It's I bring it in warm. You know why? Because we have ice. Now I've got two warm drinks. It's like drinking coffee. I'm drinking hot, warm water tonight, Carver High. Not having it.
Yeah, I can't have that. That's a no-go.
That'd be like you going to a Bills game and having no beer. Something happened to their beer machine, and there'd be no beers that day.
I'd ask for a refund.
I mean, it would just be a calamity.
I can't have that.
I just think it's just unbelievable. This is a huge scandal at work. To have multiple ice machines break in little, you know, in a short window. I've seen two of them evacuated from here in the last 6 months. Someone's trying to kill us. I'm concerned about it. I can tell you that much right now. Had it. Now, do you remember before when the other one broke, I started bringing ice to work? Do you remember that one? And then they actually took my ice bag. Remember the day the sign said, you got to get your stuff out of here by 5 o'clock because we're cleaning it. Everything in here after 5 is getting thrown out. Guess what got thrown out? My ice bag. Because I had a bag full of ice we could have been using right now tonight. But I guess they thought that was poison too. See, they won't even let you have your own ice here. Ice is a premium. It's like gold around here. You got to find, if you found ice, right, it'd be like finding blood diamonds. It is. There's no ice. You have no chance. How about when you go in the bathroom and there's no, paper towels or toilet paper? That's always a rough trip back from in there. Have you ever gone in there and had like an emergency and they had no paper towels or toilet paper in there and you're rocking the, like I've literally had to go in there and I've had to go from the north end zone to the south end zone with full guppy. Action going in my trousers because I had no toilet paper. And then how about when they run out of paper towels? I'm in here literally, I'm drying my hands with my shirt like I'm at the gym playing basketball.
There's been other surprises in the bathroom over the years.
There has. I have video footage of a 5-pound cockroach in there one night right on the counter. He was doing a one-on-one interview with me. I filmed him walking all over our sinks and all over our faucets, and everyone's like, I mean, I got to tell you, there's been way worse things in there than the cockroach, I can tell you that. Mm. Last night, you weren't here. Last night, there was something wrong. I hate to bring this stuff up because it's so entertaining. but last night, Carver High, at one point, didn't I tell you there was like a pipe broke or something and there was like raw sewage smell in the men's room? Did you get it? Because it wasn't like a normal cable or something. I didn't, you know, because I can always tell, I can differentiate the difference between a bomb and a, you know, like a blown... pipe. This was more of a pipe blowing, and then it was just raw sewage smell kicking in the men's header all night. It was awful.
Not a good scene.
I went in there to go to the bathroom just normal, and I was like, oh, God. I was so bad. When I came into the newsroom, I said, has anybody been in the bathroom? And like, everybody reacted. They were like, oh, you can't go in that one. It was like a pipe burst. I was like, you're telling me. I mean, it smelled like a landfill in there. Are there any good baseball games going tonight? And because I know I'm watching the football games. I'm under a tremendous amount of pressure. I can't tell you, you know, just trying to keep up with all this action. The Dolphins are hanging on and things like this.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Can you even believe it? College football starts Saturday. PharrellOnTheBench.com is where you need to be all season long. Every game, every day, every play, college, pros, you name it, baseball through the World Series, boxing, MMA. Fights, all the big ones. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. The best picks, the best price. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Everyone that's on the site loves it. If you don't like it, don't use it. You don't like me, don't use it. If you want to make money, use it. It's simple. If you hate me, screw you, don't use it. If you like making money, use it. See what happens. And listen to the show. You hear people call all the time, and they're jumping up and down about it. That's the deal. All right, Rick Haro is in Maine. He's our sports business and legal insider on CBS Sports Radio. How you doing, Rick?
What if people hate you but want to make money anyway? Should they listen?
So I get, people listen anyway. People listen, even if they hate me, they listen. It's just that I get all these people, you get a game. I could get 13 out of 15 baseball games right. The two I get wrong, I only get about 5 death threats.
That's the price of being a celebrity. So I'm doing a damn reunion this week, but I'm going to miss Miami, Florida. What do you think? Miami by 3, upset.
Wow, I cannot believe that you would miss the Miami Canes game with the Gators to be in Maine. What are you, in Bar Harbor?
No. I'm in a place called Harrison, which is, you can kind of smell Bar Harbor from there. It's a 100th anniversary reunion of a bunch of my guys who are actually listening, and so this is a big deal. You're a hero to them, buddy.
So wait a minute. Is it like a Harvard thing? What are you guys, all partying or something?
No, we're partying. It's called Camp Chickawa. It's a Chickawa thing. So it's a bunch of guys who are successful in their own right, who were campers like 50 years ago. So we're playing softball and baseball, and we're trying to bring back our youth, which, as you know, is impossible.
So wait a minute. So all of you have become so ultra successful in life, like you,
right?
The lawyer, the Harvard, everything. Just absolutely on a different level than all of us. These are all your loser friends from when you were a kid, and then they all ended up entrepreneurs and filthy rich. Why didn't you invite me to this party? What is the problem? Did we lose Haro? In the midst of all of it, he's there now, ringing in. Jesus, I feel like, hello, is your mother there, please? He was there, and then he wasn't. We went from having a wonderful conversation to losing him in a matter of seconds, and then having nothing left to show. Completely screwed. So I guess we have him back now, or we're dialing him up. This is all happening. So just let me give you the update anyway on these preseason games that are going on. Anyway, we'll hold on that. Now, let me ask you. So I said all of your friends when you were a kid, and they all ended up successful entrepreneurs and filthy rich, and you didn't invite me to this party. What's wrong with you?
Well, I know, but you're in New York. So, they would love you, by the way. And frankly, this is basketball and softball and imbibing and intellectual challenges and, getting to talk about people badly, which you excel at.
I do.
You would frankly love this, but it's Friday and Saturday. So Saturday, wouldn't you rather watch Miami, Florida? Will you call me and let me know what happens?
Well, I definitely will, and I'll be watching for sure. And then I'm going to Vegas this weekend. I'm there all next week doing the show live for the opening of college football season. And also, there's a lot happening with all this stuff. You're doing adventurous things in Maine. Carver High went golfing today. How did that go, Carver High?
That's not possible. Hey, how'd you do? I went golfing today, too, but I've at least played before. I'm not sure. He's getting,
He's played before. He just hasn't played often. You play every day. He'd never play. So you haven't played once the whole summer. How did it go?
It went all right. Not bad. Played a great private course on Long Island. It was good.
So did you have any? Did you have any?
Stuck in the private course. Yeah.
Any pars or birdies?
Two pars.
Oh, two pars. Nice.
Not bad. No, that's okay. How many doubles?
Several.
Several.
Yeah, several. Too many to count. Did you do like Clinton and Trump, throw the ball out when people aren't watching?
That's exactly what we do. The caddy, Nikki, was very upset that I kept throwing the ball around.
No, he wasn't. If a caddy is worth his salt, he'll help you because he gets more tips.
Did you have caddies today at this?
The place we played at has caddies.
Oh, so you had caddies on the fancy course.
Yeah. Pharrell, you don't know what a caddy is, man.
I do. I smoked a lot of weed with them.
That's not his. Look, come on, man.
All right, Jay-Z. Jay-Z's in bed with the NFL now, but this is about entertainment. It's not about ownership, is what I've been told.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I've been doing a lot of stuff all week with media, and everybody's saying, he's a sellout and all that stuff. The NFL is hiring his company, Roc Nation, to consult on entertainers for the season. It has nothing to do with social messages. And by the way, the NFL has spent $100 million on bail reform and all of the kinds of things that a lot of the players a few years ago wanted to do anyway. So, Kenny Stills and others who are still kind of in the age of complaining, well, let me tell you, catch a pass, do the right thing, and you can also you know, protest social issues. Steve Ross is one of the more entrepreneurial and sensitive guys you ever met. Just, you know, suck it up and play ball. How about that?
Joe Tsai has bought the Nets and the Barclays Center, and he also gets the Nassau Coliseum, and he spent about $3.5 billion. Oh, he didn't get the Nassau Coliseum as well?
No, what he got is a management deal to work with the Prokhorov guys to kind of co-manage those two property developments. But the most important issue is that the basis for the Nets is $2.35 billion, which means it's a lot of money. And when Steve Ballmer had all the money in the world and paid $2 billion for the Clippers, everybody loved it because it raises the value. This guy has even more all money in the world. He's a Taiwanese-Canadian businessman, co-founder, executive vice chairman of Alibaba, has a National Lacrosse League team in San Diego, and he says, I want to take over the Nets. If Kevin Durant doesn't play this year, it doesn't really matter. It becomes a big deal on the New York sports scene.
So you're telling me Joe Tsai owns a team in San Diego as well?
He owns a national lacrosse team, a team in San Diego. He played lacrosse at Yale, has a big interest in sports. And frankly, if you're going to spend that amount of money on a deal, you might as well do it in a league like the NBA where you increase the value 35% just by buying the franchise.
CBS and Viacom announced a deal for a delayed merger. Weren't they in bed before? I mean, at some point in life?
Yeah, in bed, got out of bed, in bed. That's the way these big deals are done. You know, Viacom Properties, MTV, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, Paramount, all of those deals get thrown into this thing, and they're going to be spending $13 billion on content during the past and the future 12 months on programming. So, you know, Time Warner's doing it, obviously. The CBS deal, ESPN has done it with Disney. So if you want to have a big media company, Fox and Sinclair, for example, you got to suck it up and create a big company larger than life. Then hire some first-class talent like you. How about that?
Golf, a lot of it. LPGA, they're going to have a new tournament in Boca Raton at the Boca Rio Golf Club. That sounds nice.
You're invited. January 15th through 19th, Lake Buena Vista kicks off the season. Then January 2026, Pro Bowl week, Boca Rio. Everybody's coming down from the Pro Bowl, the NFL, going to the Super Bowl. GameBridge CEO Dan Towers, a really good friend, has brought the tournament in, and the LPGA, GameBridge, Boca Rio, all really excited about this event. $2 million purse, 72 holes of stroke play. Everybody's excited about this deal. And the LPGA is relevant when they tie into something big, and this is going to be that.
Tiger Woods got a golf course project going in Chicago.
Yeah, well, you know what? After last week, he had a lot of time, right? Because he's not playing in Atlanta. He's designing the course in Jackson Park. It's going to be a big deal. Barack Obama may have his presidential library in the same place. This is going to be a big deal for Chicago golf, and Tiger getting involved in a high-visibility, high-profile design project where he's not making a lot of money on it, but he's giving back. Good for him.
The BMW is going to keep sponsoring the FedEx Cup playoff tour as well in golf.
$15, $18 million a year, extending the deal through 2022. The Winter Olympics in Beijing, they're doing the bobsled skeleton, USA Swimming through 2020. So BMW makes a big commitment to deals in the United States. You know, they don't have a arena that they've named after them here. Mercedes-Benz has a big one in Atlanta. This is a big deal to get to Atlanta. And BMW spending a lot of sports marketing money. You know what that means. It's good for the teams, good for the leagues, good for the golfers, good for everybody.
And NFL's deal with Sports Radar. Tell me about that.
Yeah, league data, content, gambling, big speed. They're also doing integrity workshops to make sure that the gambling stuff that happens is being policed correctly. So now that data has become official on all of the sports, they have a big deal now to make sure that it's safe and they're not raising suspicions about the outcome.
How about the Coliseum in Los Angeles, the renovation, $315 million. The place is looking, I see here, ravishing.
Well, yeah. So the LA Times is talking about how big a deal it is, $315 million. United Airlines committing the name to it, the Rams playing there for one more year, USC continuing with it, the Olympics, the World Cup. And by the way, the Rams here for a year before they go to the new stadium in Hollywood Park. Same thing with the Chargers their small facility in Carson before they go to the big stadium. You have two new kind of like new stadiums, one $5 billion near Inglewood, one this one, the Coliseum, and you have some really exciting deals in L.A. as you get ready for the World Cup and the Olympics.
Nike launches the first shoe subscription service, 2 years in the making. What's that about?
Yeah, Nike Adventure Club, $50 to $60 a pair. They recycle through its grind program. They're pitching their program as a way to make kids' shoes sustainable. Club members receive the shoes on a monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly basis. They give back. They give to the environment. They buy the shoes. And it's a way to get kids involved with Nike earlier and earlier. It's a win for everybody.
So what are they doing? A big renovation on the Superdome as well?
Yeah. So everybody's doing stuff for stadiums. Superdome, by the way, $350 million in bonds. That first $250 million was to keep the Saints from going to San Antonio after Katrina. The second money was basically $336 million to get the Super Bowl in 2013, new upgrades, NFL benchmarks. Now, by 2025, the end of the Saints' current lease, the Superdome projected to have a total fiscal impact of nearly $20 billion. You know that's a place where everybody wants to go to the Super Bowl because people, you know, go to hotels on Bourbon Street, slither to the game, slither back, and it raises a lot of money because everybody loves Super Bowls at the Superdome. You're going to have a number of them once this deal gets done.
Top tag, how about baseball and FanDuel cut a deal?
Well, it was inevitable, by the way. Multi-year deal. The sports betting company has similar arrangements with the Devils, with MLB, with the NBA, with the Nets. The NFL is currently the only major U.S. professional league not to have named an official sports betting partner, but they'll get around to it quickly.
Jim Cramer's doing a lot, a new deal, and he's doing some fantasy football TV.
Yeah, so the Mad Money guy is a three-year deal winner with helping to launch the NFL's fantasy subscription service. The news service Cramer's, The Street, $16.8 million, a platform. The purchase of Authentic Brands, Sports Illustrated, from Meredith for $110 million. So the company was founded in July 26 and attracted over 100 brands, now provide world-class exclusive content for NFL fantasy lovers. Jim Cramer involved in it.
How about 30 seconds respectfully? Harden was down in the Bahamas partying and vacationing, and he saw a mother fishing for food and gave her 10 large.
10 large, 30 seconds respectively. The guy can shoot. He can guard. Let's hope he passes to Westbrook. And if he sees somebody fishing off the Bahamian coast, he gives him 10 grand. So I'm heading down there right after this reunion to go fish on the coast and see if Harden spots me and gives me 10 grand.
All right, Rick, don't drink too much tequila at your rendezvous with all your friends in Maine near Bar Harbor.
All right, man. I'll talk to you next week.
Eat lobster.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Rick Haro, ladies and gentlemen, this evening in Maine near Bar Harbor, eating lobster and drinking shots of tequila. 855-212-4CBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.